climbing the Great Wall with, with Laura Dover, who I'd never met, in a bright red jacket, and it being so crowded that you couldn't actually climb up the steepness of the Great Wall because you were slipping down and couldn't make your way to the wall, which you had to hold on to go up. I mean, there's it was a combination of a sea of people and environmental conditions that was memorable. Forms a picture. In the Imperial Palace, the moment where we had the prime moment of the entire group, the U.S. delegation plus some key, you know, Chinese delegates, all in a picture together with the Imperial Palace behind, and two completely unknown elder Chinese joining the picture and refusing to move from the picture, and they are in that picture. Was a key moment. Many of the meals, the meal at Xiamen University where we were tired, had just traveled, and this fantastic dinner was awaiting for us, and good colleagues and friendship, and then actually, Ari, it was you with the panda hats, bargaining vociferously with these people, very common scene in China, you know, bargaining for something and then Ari getting it for half. So it's a number of
half of what you got it for.
Half of what I got. Half of what I bargained hard for. Yes. after the workshop was over, you know, we met at a nightclub in the North Sea area of nightclubs, and for many of the U.S. delegates, it was, you know, could have been in the U.S. It was English rock music. everyone was young and very international. It could have been in New York. It could have been in Boston. And that's when a lot of our Chinese colleagues, some of our Chinese colleagues were with us. And so that was, again, sort of the first informal time when we could just relax and enjoy each other's company and have a similar experience. And so it did two things. It made closer relationships between the U.S. and the Chinese. And then it also lowered some of the barriers about the Chinese being such a foreign culture and a foreign land. It really seemed very much like home.